You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet. Pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Guess what? He's back! Yes, we're talking about Dr. Jeff Werber, an amazing veterinarian from Los Angeles, who is also the personal veterinarian of some dog named Lassie. Yes, this is Lassie number 9 if you're doing any kind of counts. He also has a successful TV show called Pet Care TV that he co-hosts with another veterinarian, Bernadine Cruz, who's on our network as well. And Dr. Jeff Werber is back today to talk a little bit about some of his Hollywood clients he has, as well as share some wonderful stories that exemplify what he's all about. This man is really into promoting the people-pet bond. He's wanted to be a veterinarian since he was in diapers, and we're very lucky that he came back to do a second show. Welcome to Oh Behave, Dr. Jeff.
Hey, Arden. Glad to be back.
I'm glad you're back. All right, we're going to learn a little bit more about Dr. Jeff Werber right after these messages.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.fidofriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Ready to take a walk? Not just you, but your whole family. It's the 2008 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 8th from 9 to 4 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2008, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As mentioned, we have Dr. Jeff Werber, the very cool, compassionate veterinarian from Los Angeles. He is the personal veterinarian for Lassie. Lassie Pet Vet Show airs on PBS and some television shows. You can go to lassie.com to find out a little bit more details. And in addition, Dr. Jeff Werber has been a veterinarian for more than 20 years. He got his veterinary degree from University of California at Davis. Here's a man who's always wanted to be a veterinarian, and we're glad that he's always wanted to be a veterinarian because he is one of the very best in the entire country. For today's show, we had him back because we want to talk a little bit about some of the people and their pets that he treats and share some of his success stories and compelling stories. So, Dr. Jeff, without sounding like Entertainment Tonight, inquiring minds really want to know, so who are some of the Hollywood stars that come to your clinic?
You know, it's interesting. Hollywood is a funny place. I mean, over the years, I've had, many, as far as like the up-and-comers, you know, it's interesting. There are three big stars today that I have been working with since they were not quite in diapers, but since they were younger, but just coming to California, just getting started. And you may have heard some of these names. I don't know if you've ever heard of Patrick Dempsey or Eva Longoria or possibly Mariska Hargitay. I mean, these are all people that have been, when they first came here, as so many do and try to make it in Hollywood, and it's great to see them finally succeed and become really big. I mean, Eva is amazing right now. Patrick Dempsey, what do you say about him? And yet they, it's like, I knew them way back when.
Really?
And I've had the privilege. I've worked with Tom Selleck and Kobe Bryant. Cute story about Kobe. They moved down to Orange County, so they're not really in the area anymore. And one day, a limousine pulls up in front of my office, and out comes two dogs, and that's it. They sent them up to me just by themselves and the driver.
Oh my gosh!
And, yes.
What
so
kind of dogs
Gucci,
were they?
G and Gucci are two Pomeranians. And it's so funny to see a guy like Kobe Bryant with two little teeny Pomeranians. And then nowadays, as far as Lakers, Andrew Bynum is also a client of mine. And this guy is so big, it's unbelievable. I remember the very first time Magic Johnson came into my office. And I had his two dogs at the time. And he came by to visit his dogs. They were doing some construction or some work around the house, so I had the dogs boarding for a couple of days. And this is a cute story. So I told him to avoid a lot of the fanfare. He wanted to come by. I said, why don't you come during our noon hour when we're in surgery and we're not seeing patients? So he walks in, and it's overtowering shadow at the front counter, and my receptionist at the time, who is still working in the industry, she actually works in sales for one of the big pet product companies, and we're still very good friends. So she is sitting there. And she's on the phone, and she notices this shadow in front of her, and she kind of looks up, and she goes, and you are, and she kind of keeps looking up his body, looking up until she finally meets his head. She's sitting, so you can imagine the difference in height. You are tall. And he goes, who can I say is calling? And meanwhile, one of my technicians is standing right there, and he's like pulling his hair out. You don't know who that is? It's
oh
like,
my gosh.
Who can I say it's calling? So he goes, Irvin Johnson. So it was so funny. And my tech comes back saying, oh my God, Lisa doesn't even know who Magic Johnson is. So
oh
it is
God.
Funny.
So I'm curious, what type of dog do these big NBA basketball players have?
Well, Magic at the time had a couple of chows. Now he's got a Cocker Spaniel. And I think a Shih Tzu. Let's see, Andrew Bynum has this wonderful chocolate Labrador. Rod Stewart, we talked about colleagues. Rod Stewart, who's been a client of mine for years, and the funny thing, as have all his exes, from Alana to Kelly Emberg to Rachel Hunter. Rachel I see all the time because she has so many animals. Rod had some of the best collies. He had three at one point that I, in fact, probably, and I say to this day, two of the toughest euthanasias I had to do were two of his collies, Maggie and Chester. But Maggie was Chester's daughter with Penelope, and at one point he had three collies. He had the husband and wife, if you will, Chester and Penelope, and Maggie the daughter. And Maggie was really a tomboy. So Maggie was the kind of dog that would like just lie under cars and get the grease from the cars all over, and she'd come in just filthy dirty, and never bothered her to roll over in the mud, and she was never clean, because she was just, even if you got right out of a bath, she'd running outside and playing in the mud. And Mark Wahlberg has been a client, and Daisy Fuentes is a client, and Dwight Yoakam. Dwight Yoakam is such a great guy. I mean, here's a guy that I got a note thanking me after I had to put one of his dogs to sleep. Okay?
Wow.
And it was such a nice note. And I really never see. A lot of the celebs always send in their assistants. And when the assistant, Adele, came in, and I said, "Oh, my God, Adele, that was really sweet. Thank you much for writing that note." And she goes, "What note?" And I said, "The note, you know, about the dog and the euthanasia." She goes, "Let me see the note." So I showed it to her. She goes, "Jeff, that was Dwight."
Oh, my gosh.
He actually wrote the note himself. It was just amazing. It's fun to be here, but you know, the truth is that when you're in this town, it's pretty hard not to see celebs. Paul Abdul has been in my office, and Sarah Chalk, who also has to talk to Labrador. If you ever watch Scrubs, Sarah Chalk is the blonde lead, Elliot, in Scrubs. She is fantastic. Kelly Hu and Rosalind Sanchez. So a lot of these people, Jennifer Love Hewitt, I'm sure people have heard of her, and Eddie Murphy, when they lived here way back. So you see a lot of these people, and a lot of times you don't see them. Mostly you're seeing their assistants, but it's still fun.
Oh, my gosh. I am blown away by the different celebrities and their pets that have come to you to get good veterinary care, Dr. Jeff. You know, and as you mentioned, sometimes they bring in their assistants, but sometimes they come in by themselves, right? Like with Magic Johnson. So what do you see, you know, this pet connection? It seems to me that dogs or cats don't care if you've won an Oscar or if you're a blockbuster hit. You know, what's your take on some of these celebrities and maybe how pets have really helped them in their very chaotic lives?
You know, Arden, you're 100% right. And my point that I was going to make is that the truth is they are just as we are when it comes to their pets. There are the walls are down, right? Their aura is normal. No matter how big they are, not with their pets. And like you said, the pet does not even care how many Oscars or Emmys they may have. So, no, it is and it's wonderful to see because I adore the bond that they have with their pets, just like the bond that I have with mine. And to see, you know, a famous guy like that who comes to visit their dog because they're boarding for a few days. I mean, to me, that says it all.
And, yeah, I think so. And, have you ever done any look at maybe what type of dog seems to fit best with what type of celebrity or cat? Or does it surprise you when you see a Kobe Bryant with two little Pomeranians instead of two Great Danes?
You know, it is funny, and you often wonder, you know, what they're really like. I mean, he's deep down, he's a pussycat, and he's got these little, you know, little teeny cute little dogs you can take with him everywhere. So and you wonder how much the wives have something to do with this as well. But there's also variety. I mean, there are Daisy Fuentes, for example, has a phenomenal, phenomenal English bulldog and also has a soft-coated Wheaton Terrier, you know. So you know, people, sometimes you can tell, sometimes you can't tell. You know, Magic had two chows and then he got the Cocker Spaniel. So I think it varies a lot. I talk about Great Dane. Dre DiMatteo had a beautiful, beautiful, huge Great Dane, too. So,
wow.
But what's more important to me is I see them loving their pets and as concerned about their pets' problems. And I might get an emergency call from one of them, as most of my clients do, have my cell phone. They can always get me directly. And I think that's what's so cool is that you could see that deep down inside they just love their pets.
We're speaking with Dr. Jeff Werber. He is a veterinarian from Los Angeles who also is Lassie's personal vet. And we're going to talk to him a little bit more right after these messages.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages.
Oh, yeah.
Great things, human? What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We are lucky to have Dr. Jeff Werber back for show number two. As you've been listening, he has a lot of celebrities that come to his Century Veterinary Clinic in Los Angeles, but he also is the guy that knows what to do with pets. He has been a veterinarian for over 25 years and loves pets. He doesn't care if you're a celebrity or not. He just wants to give the best care possible for your pet and also help you have a better connection with your pet. And speaking of pets, I know we've talked a lot about, you know, Dwight Yoakam and Mark Wahlberg and Magic Johnson, but what about Dr. Jeff's menagerie? What kind of dogs, cats, or whatever do you have? And share with us some of the joy that you get every day you come home from a hard day work and you've got the whole torpedo tongues coming your way.
Well, I have a family of eight pets. We have four dogs and four cats. I often comment that it's a good thing they don't have a bed bigger than a California king because I'd probably have to fill it with more pets. we have a Labrador, Grover. I have a Labradoodle, Pierce, Franklin Pierce. I have a French Bulldog, Herbert, that I got to deliver a C-section myself. He was one of six in the litter, and they all made it, which is kind of cool. And Herbie was actually supposed to go to another family. He was supposed to go to a little boy who was battling cancer. The problem is the doctors, being on all the chemo, didn't really think it was a smart idea to let a dog into the house. So they sort of overruled the idea. So these two guys that owned the mom and had the puppies called me, and I've always wanted a French Bulldog. And they said, "Would you know, this is what happened. This one that we thought was all accounted for is available. Would you like to maybe take this dog, and maybe we can work something out on that huge bill for the C-section of six puppies?" And I said, "We certainly can." I guess that's the luxury of having your own practice. You know, you get to make calls like that. So anyway,
right.
that's how we got Herbie. And then I also have a little rat terrier named Millie. And she was also a cute story. I was working with a pet store. I was checking in puppies for them and making sure everybody was healthy and giving them the green light that they were okay. And if there was a problem, we would treat the pups. Anyway, there was this pet shop was moving and they were closing. They lost their lease in this mall, the Century City Mall, an outdoor, really cool mall. So I went in one Sunday to check in their pets, and the inventory was like half gone. both pets and supplies. I said, what's going on? They said, oh, we lost our lease. We're moving. We're moving down to another area. I said, oh, it would have been nice to tell me. Anyway, there's like a few dogs left, and one was this little rat terrier. She was adorable, little black and white, kind of like a Jack Russell Toy Fox Terrier cross. That's kind of what they look like. And so my kids are with me at the time, and they were smaller then. And they said, oh, Dad, can we take her? I said, no. We already have three dogs. That's enough. We'll save this one for somebody else. So P.S., I said to this, like an idiot, I said, I'll tell you what. If she's still here next week, then I'll take her, okay? Well, because that was their last day. They were literally last Sunday. The next Sunday was their last day. Sure enough, I walk in, and guess which is the only dog left in the whole place the following Sunday?
So, Millie!
So anyway, she is fantastic. She's 11. She's our oldest. And then with four cats, the cats are unbelievable. All four of them from CBG, from my hospital. One of them was brought in on a shoebox at about 2 days of age. Didn't have the strength to even suckle. We had to stomach tube feed her to get her to eat, and we had to give her enemas to get her to poop. And she needed he needed so much work, and he could fit in half the palm of your hand. His name is Oreo, and he's about a 22-pound cat today.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, he is bigger than two of my dogs. And he looks like he's a Norwegian forest cat Maine Coon cross. He's got a tail that can stretch about 6 feet. He is just amazing. And then we have Andy, who was a reject from another family, a gorgeous purebred American ragdoll that I was told was the worst cat in the world. And hardly the first night he slept with me in bed all night, didn't move. Then we have my most magnificent cat, and who is a Bengal, also a reject from another family, couldn't handle him. And he's fantastic. I just don't understand it. I guess we have certain preferences, and we look for certain character traits, and we change depending on who we deal with. I believe
right.
It's the same thing with pets. And as you know, as a trainer, that you put a good pet in the wrong environment, and you have a problem. In the right environment, you got the best animal in the world. And that's the way it is with our animals.
So what did you, what's the Bengal's name?
The Bengal is Zoolander. We call him Zooey. And the last one is my most recent addition, also a litter brought in about six kitties, and we ended up taking one of them. His name is Munchie, and he's a little bit still, he's getting much better, but he's probably the most afraid. I always joke, my other cats read the dog book by mistake. They don't know their cats, I don't want to tell them their cats, and they greet you at the door, they're on your lap, they fetch, they play with the dogs. Munchie's a little bit standoffish still, but he's getting better and better. He now sleeps in bed with us, and he's really cool.
You know, if I was one of your dogs or one of your cats, I would think I won the pet lottery. I mean, think about it. Talk about landing in a great spot. I mean, and you know, I think you made a very good point. There are dogs and cats and other pets out there that really are in a mismatch. And when they do get in the right environment, they get to blossom. I have a little dog named Cleo. And I, you know, you make that vow like you did with your kids. No, we're not going to get, Millie. I made a vow. I never want a dog smaller than a cat because stupidly I said, they're not a dog. Okay. I have a little 12-pounder who's smaller than my two cats named Cleo, who was dumped in my elderly neighbor's backyard. And I ended up 3 months later finding Cleo's original owners. And when we met on the sidewalk, Cleo went behind me with my big dog, Chipper, as the two people approached. And now, if I would think that dog was happy to see them, it would be a big reunion scene, right?
Right.
No, Cleo was hiding behind me. And
wow.
By the end of the conversation, they were telling me everything wrong with Cleo.
Right.
And finally left with, well, we really don't want her. We were wondering if you'd keep her. And I said, absolutely.
Right.
And,
oh my God,
you could see the look on her face like, shoo, she's taking her paw, wiping it across her head like, oh my God, thank you. She has been an amazing dog. She's my little pocket pal.
I think it's great. I think, you know, that's one of the things that I try to promote so much in practice. And I know from other guests you've had, you know, mentioned Jim Humphreys and Marty Becker, and I know Bernadine as well. We all really try to promote the bond. And I've watched over the years, from the time I started thinking about becoming a veterinarian, the trend in pets, you know, I've watched them go from the barn, you know, the backyard, to the laundry room, to the kitchen, to the den, to the bedroom, and in my case, to the bed. And that's where they're truly part of the family. And I think that's what makes my job so much fun, is that I'm able to promote that feeling of bond between pets and people to my clients, And in fact, you know, the things we do, we talked about last time I was on, we talked about my, you know, even my hobbies, like the TV and the media, the radio, and even my product line, all geared to improving the health of pets, enriching the lives of pets, which then is going to enhance and strengthen the bond between pets and their people. So I think you've seen some of my products. I have the Jeff Orr products, which are kind of high-end Petco products that look very salon style, and they're really cool. And then also I started working with a much larger company because I really do feel that reaching the masses is key. And a company approached me. It's a big one. They have a big presence in like Walmart and Target. It's called 8-in-1. Their products are everywhere. And we took a line called ProPet, which was one of their lines, and we wanted to bring in the veterinary recommendation, if you will, the education. And I said, well, the only way I would do it is if you allow me to give some pointers about pet health and pet care on the product labels, which is what they allowed me to do. So, again, we have this great product line. The company's been around forever. It's one of the big players in the pet market. And now, you know, you can go into a Target or a Walmart, buy some pet products, and it's not mine, but it's sort of Jeff Werber endorsed, and everything. We have features and benefits of the product, and we have little pet tips to help these customers become better pet parents.
Yeah, I wanted to let people just to make sure that they know the products. There is, it's called the Jeff Werber product line, and then the 8-in-1 ProPet line. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, the Jeff Werber product line. You can also go on to PetNation.com. And you can learn more about my products. And these are sort of higher-end salon style, all formulated with the help of board-certified specialists in their fields, whether it be nutrition or dermatology. And these are kinds of the quality and, unfortunately, the expense that you would spend if you were going to a veterinarian. But we're trying to bring those products to the mass market, and you can get them at a Petco or some high-end pet stores. The 8-in-1 product line is priced more for the mass market, and they're fantastic products, also formulated by a great team over at 8-in-1. And by allowing me to participate, we review the formulas, we review the labels, we talk about features and benefits. We're trying to educate people that otherwise would probably not have the opportunity to sit in front of a veterinarian and learn more about pet care. So we're bringing them that education, infotainment, as I like to call it, to the products that they purchase at the mass market.
You also have some videos, don't you, DVDs that are available?
Yes, I have videos through Pet Care TV, two types. I have my own product line, has the Bond video, as I like to call it, and that is for your new cat and your new dog, and that's also available through Pet Nation. And then with Pet Care, which I work with Bernadine Cruz, and Bernie and I have video series, a DVD series actually, for Welcoming Home Your First Pet, Senior Pet Care, and those are available through Pet Care Television, PetCareTV.com.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we can get this rundown. We've got PetCareTV.com. You have the Jeff
PetNation.com.
PetNation.com.
Dr. Jeff W.
And I hope when you do your guest bio, you go ahead and put some of these links because...
Yeah, I'll give all the links to ProPet and to Dr. Jeff and to PetCare TV and to PetNation, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I think you're many people in one. I think the world is lucky. I wish we could clone you because you do so much for so many, the 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. And I'm just really tickled that you're on the show. As we wrap this up, I wanted to ask you, you've been a veterinarian for a while. You've been able to see the trends from the backyard to the bed. And I wanted to ask you, if you could wave a wand and talk to some of the new generation of veterinarians and pet parents out there, what would you like to instill in them, and where do you see our connection, say, 5 years from now?
Well, Art, that's a tough one in the sense that that's another show. You're going to probably have to be having me on for a third. But
no problem. We'd love to have you back.
The truth is that the philosophy and the newer vet does disturb me a bit, and this is a soapbox. I lecture about this at all the vet conferences. We're getting too technical, and many of us are losing the James Herriot in us. And when I can be in a room full of veterinarians and ask, have you ever even heard of James Herriot? And they haven't, it worries me so much. Because they think that in order to be a good veterinarian, you need to have digital radiography and digital ultrasound and an endoscope and all the fancy toys to be a good doctor, a good diagnostician. And the truth is, you need none of that. You need a good listener. You need good hands. You need compassion. You need care. And that's what I'm trying to instill in the younger generation of veterinarians is don't lose that, because that's what's going to allow you to be better at what you do. Once you instill that trust and you gain the confidence of the client and the pet, I think that that's the way we're successful in this business, and that's the way we do a better job. And I think the other toys, which I have as well in my practice, I like to use them to confirm my hunches, not to develop my hunches. And so much I see doctors, young doctors, they're rushing to the big tests and they're rushing to the fancy equipment, and they haven't even sat down on the floor with that pet and really gotten a good feel, a good history, and a good good physical exam. And that's what I'm trying to teach younger doctors.
Well, I applaud you for that. And I do know that there are a lot of us out there that enjoy our connection with our pets. And sometimes we wish that they could talk English or Spanish or whatever, but in your line of work, they're pretty clear when they try to tell us things, aren't they?
Exactly. Oh, definitely. And we know it. And that's what makes it so great is that you can, I can do this, and I've been doing it for close to 25 years, and yet every day is new. Every day is different. I am not even close to being tired of what I do.
That's great. Well, we're giving a big pause up to Dr. Jeff Werber for being a guest on back-to-back episodes of O Behave. He is wonderful. Please check out his websites, thepetnation.com, drjeff.com. Yep, and Pet Care TV. He's been on many shows. He's been on the CBS Early Show, Animal Planet, MTV, Fox News. He is the personal veterinarian for the new Lassie. This is a great guy, and you know, you are wonderful. I am so happy you could be on our show, and I know I sound like I'm gushing, but it takes a lot for me to gush, and I am really impressed by your credentials and your commitment to people and pets. So, Dr. Jeff, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you, Arden. It was great being here, and anytime you want to talk, let me know. I'd love to be back.
That sounds great. At this time, I also want to send out a big thank you to my awesome producer who makes this show possible. As we've said, O Behave Show, you can hear it anywhere, anytime. We'd love to hear from you no matter whether you live in Toledo or Tokyo or anywhere in between. Just send me your questions, comments, or show ideas by emailing me at arden@petliferadio.com. And don't forget to go on the PetLifeRadio.com site and take our listener survey. It's really easy. It's really fun. And if you dig my show, then click on the dig icon. So, until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.